This is on Amy Coleman, C-O-L-E-M-A-N, Amy. This is, let's see, she was born 7/24/40. Dated January 12th. And let's see. And you don't have to say anything else. Miss Amy Coleman is being recertified today for hospice. No, Amy Coleman is being seen today for face-to-face hospice evaluation, period. This is an 82-year-old woman with currently on hospice with history of end-stage heart failure. She lives with her family. She has a history of cardiomyopathy, low ejection fraction. She is more short of breath. She tells me she's weaker than she was. She does not want to use oxygen because she feels like oxygen will bring her life expectancy down. We've had discussion regarding this before, period. She requires Tylenol number 3 for pain. She also suffers from hypertension, gastroesophageal reflux, renal failure, neuropathy, iron deficiency, anemia, chronic diarrhea, and a history of DVT of the left arm, period. Patient has a KPS score of 40%, lives with her son, Terry Brown, and his fiance in the same house, period. She's also showing signs of decline regarding her heart failure with air hunger, anxiety, and change in mental status. Can be seen in patients with end-stage heart failure, period. She also suffers from dementia worsened by her hypoperfusion regarding her congestive heart failure. She continues to show decline on hospice at this time. Patient appears to be comfortable and will continue caring for patient on hospice to keep her as comfortable as possible. Care was discussed with patient's family at the time of visit. Thank you. Did I say she has a KPS score of 40%? If not, please put that in there. Thank you.